مرحبا، جئت تمحو الغيابة، أنت للدنيا ضياء، أنت تبقى طيبة.
All praise is due to Allah, the Exalted, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his kind relatives and companions, and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. It gives me immense delight to welcome you all to a whole new episode of Community Connect on Sydney's Muslim Community Radio via 92.1 FM or 2MFM.org and brought to you by your host, Nadia. I hope you're all in good spirits and having a fabulously enjoyable evening. Today we will be addressing a question critical to your health and life itself. How safe is your household drinking water? I mean, it's not something we typically consider, given that we hold strong confidence in our water system that it's delivering safe and clean water for us to consume. But reality is, it may not always be the case. We might be ingesting harmful chemicals or contaminants into our bodies, in turn affecting our health. I'm sure most of you know that drinking water can be questionable at best and sometimes even dangerous and deadly at worst. But how many of us take any action to find out if the water coming from the tap in our homes is actually safe to drink? This is why we have invited along water treatment expert Mr. Abdulrahim Soyadi, who will be enlightening us about the most important and effective method of treating your water while sharing tips and suggestions on how to test the water quality in your house. The harmful effects of bottled water will also be addressed, so stay tuned for what's expected to be a very informative and eye-opening episode ahead. You're joined by Nadia on Community Connect via 92.1 FM. I'll be back with you shortly. Stick around.
Please don't cry.
Nadia with you on Community Connect via 92.1 FM, the Muslim Community Radio. Welcome back. There's so much to think about concerning toxins we put in our bodies, from pesticides on food to chemicals on our lawns to chemicals in our personal care products. But have we ever stopped to think about the potential toxins or pollutants that may be lurking in the water we drink at home? That's right, we don't put much thought into the quality of our water at home because I guess we are reasonably confident it's been thoroughly tested before it reaches our tap. But the reality is that the quality of that water might not be as good as we expect it to be, which is why it's important to keep a tab on the water quality of your home. The question is, how? What should we be on the lookout for? We will be joined shortly by water treatment expert Mr. Abdul Rahim Sayyadi, who will offer some tips on how to spot potential contaminants in your drinking water and how to go about ensuring your water is safe to consume. I'll be back with Abdul Rahim very shortly. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the program. To help us determine whether our household water is safe to consume, we're here to talk to Haj Abdul Rahim Sayyadi, who specializes in water treatment. Welcome to the program, Abdul Rahim.
Thank you very much, Sister Nadia.
Most of us don't put much thought into our household's water, even though we drink several cups of it every single day. We don't really ever think about whether the water we are drinking at home is contaminated or not. So that's why we've invited you here today to empower us with the knowledge we need to care for our drinking water. But first, tell us, where does the drinking water that is supplied to our homes usually come from?
Okay, to start off with, the source of our drinking water, Nadia, especially in Australia, we need to understand that Australia is a semi-arid land, which means it's mostly desert and it's pretty dry. And with the population expansion that's happening in Australia, the supply of water that we have existingly, it's not enough. This is one of our major issues that Australia cannot really expand on population because of the water supply. Now, the source of the water supply that we have is rainwater, which is caught in catchment like dams. And we have approximately about 1,200 dams throughout Australia. Now, also, just recently, we have now been getting our supply also from desalinated water. And the other source of water that we get is now the recycled water. So it's really a three type of quality of water that goes into our dams and what comes out from the tap. It's unlike some countries where their water supply comes from like mountains in spring. And to be honest with you, a water issue is becoming an international, worldwide issue. So, yeah.
And you wouldn't think that this would be an issue here in Australia.
Well, we do. You see, we take it for granted, but we need to sort of become more aware of what is the quality of the water that we are getting to our taps, and we need to sort of ask a bit of questions. And what's in our water, okay? So the water that we have, of course, it gets treated by, for example, Sydney Water and other government bodies. Well, not necessarily government, most of the water treatment plants is privatized now, but the water that we get, it's treated, okay, or recycled first and then treated, and chemicals gets added to it, such as chlorine, fluoride, ammonia, aluminium sulfate, etc., to sterilize the quality of the water for the purpose of the delivery between A and B, which could be one's home or office or workplace. So the further it travels, okay, initially the biggest impact of these chemicals, okay, is effective on the nearest delivery point. The further it travels out, it becomes less effective. So there's always a risk of recontamination throughout the vast distances that the water travels through. So it can be prone to bacteria and other living organisms.
Interesting. So how do you find out if the water that is coming out of your household tap or filter is actually safe to consume and not filled with contaminants?
Well, I mean, unless you do your own testing, you wouldn't be able to know. And, you know, you sort of have to take precautions by probably understanding. The most important and effective method is to treat the water is by having a good filtration system, okay, at the point of drinking. Now, there's options of having whole house systems or under sink systems to treat the water from chlorine and other chemicals in living organisms. Now, it all comes back to understanding what is the best type of filtration, because from country to country, the quality of water differentiates. So we need to understand what is the issue of the water supply that we get, and we need to understand how to treat it properly.
Yep, so we need to understand the source of the problem in order to rectify that problem.
Exactly. So it's not just about installing, I want to install a filter, and there's a lot of companies out there promoting cheap, and, you know, so really it comes back to education. One has to educate himself. What is the best form of filtering? So it's not about the price of the product, it's about the quality of the product.
Absolutely. We'll talk about the filtration later on, sure. But is it so that if you do notice an unusual smell, or the water looks cloudy, or there is a very distinct or different taste,
yes.
Is that a way of identifying there is a problem?
Yes, in a way you can smell, especially like in the morning, you can smell the strong doses of chlorine in the water, or even the taste, you know, like, I mean, it's been advertised that we've been having high levels of heavy metals and lead in our water, and people have been advised to flush out the water, you know, when they first open up the water. But, I mean, look, I mean, how can you be sure if the problem is resolved by just turning the tap on?
Exactly. So how do these contaminants like germs and chemicals actually make their way to our drinking water?
Well, the distances and the age of the pipes. I mean, you know, maybe at the treatment plant it can be treated to a safe level. And with the doses of chemicals that's been added, but then again, as I said, the further the water travels, okay, the less effective those chlorine and other chemicals becomes effective.
Yep.
So it comes back to the aging of the pipes, the quality of the pipes, so forth.
Okay, so in what way can these contaminants have an impact on our health?
Well, from the research that I've done, it can have pretty bad consequences as we age. Like, for example, some people, we were told that fluoride is good for our teeth.
Yep.
And we need to drink fluoridated water, but really that's not the truth. From what the research that I've done, the real reason of fluoride being added into the water is to minimize really maintenance of our pipes. So it's not so much to keep our teeth, because look at it this way, if you don't maintain your teeth, yeah, they're going to rot anyway.
Deteriorate, exactly.
So even with the toothpaste that contains fluoride in it, you're not supposed to swallow the fluoride or the toothpaste. And there's special toothpaste for little children that contains zero fluoride in it, because fluoride, it's a very toxic chemical.
So what are some cost-effective ways of treating our household water in the case that our water is contaminated? I mean, is it so that filtration is considered the most ideal drinking method?
Yes, it is one of the most appropriate way to treat the water at point B, where you want to consume or use the water, taking out, eliminating, you know, the chemicals and all the other contaminants that may be in the water. Now, it all comes back to what type of filtrations that you're using. But then again, using such a high filtration system, okay, you need to be careful of having other issues, because by filtering the water from all the toxins and the contaminants, the pH will be affected. So really, it's clean water, but then again, it's dead water. So we need to retreat that water after the filtration by a method of a mineralizer or an alkaline ionizer.
Wow, so much goes into our water, and a lot of people don't actually know that.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, we are what we eat and what we drink, and understanding that, okay, will just give us a healthier lifestyle and live healthier.
Now, if someone wants to invest in a water filter, how do they make a choice of which is the right filter to invest in? I mean, you mentioned before, yes, it's not determined by price.
That's right.
It's quality.
Well, absolutely. We need to understand that the micron rating of the filters are used in the system. Okay, so to treat the water, like for example, in Sydney, Melbourne or other states, okay, we need to make sure that the filtrations are of ultra filtrations or sub-micron filtrations to be able to eliminate the bacteria and living organisms that's in the water, and supported by a coconut shell activated carbon to eliminate all the toxic smell and the chemicals that's in the water.
Okay.
And after that, also, you need to re-alkaline the water or neutralize the pH in it. This is a very important thing, because if we filter out all these toxic chemicals and impurities from our water, the pH becomes compromised. Okay, so we need to make sure that the pH is above neutral, so it doesn't put a strain on our immune system.
What about for someone who thinks that our tap water is safe and actually can't see the point of having a water filter?
Look, I'll give an example of people like smokers, for example. You know, you try to tell a smoker, okay, look, smoking can kill you. Even there's a warning on the packets. It can cause cancer, so forth. Now, one doesn't realize the harm effect, okay, until something happens to them. And then they say, oh, I wish I didn't smoke. And, you know, so really the idea is precaution is better than a cure.
Exactly. Prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, or prevention is better than a cure.
Exactly. And, of course, you know, making sure that you have caution before you do something. Now, what about in terms of bottled water? Is that safe to have or consume? And how can we determine the type of bottled water brand that is more superior in quality than others?
Look, many, many types of bottled water that we have tested, it's really acidic. Take into consideration the plastic that it's bottled in, which contains BPA. So it's well known that plastic that contains BPA leaches into the water. Especially,
so what is BPA?
It's a petroleum byproduct that leaches and which can cause health hazards such as cancers and all that stuff. So, you know, you're not supposed to really keep water more than 48 hours in a bottle, especially on hot days.
Exactly, leaving it in the car.
In the sun and all
that. Our cars are known to be, you know, the collectors of
heat. There's a lot of bottles where if someone were to install a filtration system, you can buy bottles that is BPA free, which is safe to bottle your drinking water in it.
So why are we paying for someone else to bottle our water when we can simply filter and bottle our own water into reusable bottles at home?
Well, to some people, it's more convenience. They can't be bothered. Maybe it didn't cross their mind to install a filtration system. I mean, you know, for a fraction of a price, for an average family, what they spend on bottled water, you know, they can invest in a good filtration systems where they can have the convenience of unlimited supply of water on tap at their fingertips. And they would know the quality of the systems that they have and the quality of the water. And also they will be contributing into reducing the harm effect to the environment by plastic dumping into the environment.
Exactly. Look, we often get so caught up in the kind of water we're drinking and whether we're hydrated enough that we completely forget about the water we are bathing in every single day. So even if you filter your tap water before drinking it, chlorine and its byproducts can potentially enter your body through your skin when you shower. And a lot of people had no clue that this could be the case for them.
Absolutely.
So why is it that chlorine in shower water is a cause for concern, and how can we eliminate the chlorine from our shower water?
Sure. Well, I mean, our skin is the biggest absorbing organ in our body. And when you turn on the shower, you got the hot water, which the fumes of the chlorine, you breathe it in. Okay, firstly, that affects your lungs. And secondly, that chlorine and other chemicals is absorbed by your skin. So this is why you find a lot of people have skin issues, like, you know, you might have a shower and come out feeling irritated.
Yep.
Even hair loss, it's a contributor to hair loss. So, I mean, there is ways that you can eliminate these chemicals from the shower by either putting a whole house system, filtration system, or putting a basic shower filter on the shower head itself. So that will filter out most of the chemicals and softens the water.
Who would have thought that you need a filter for your shower?
Yeah, true. Well, when we first started in this industry, we used to tell people about you need a filtration system. We used to educate that. And it used to be hard to believe, we don't need a water filtration, until the issue that happened the year 2001, where we had the Cryptosporidium and Giardia epidemic.
Yep.
And this is where people sort of lost trust, and a lot of them, I mean, wouldn't drink without the water being filtered.
Exactly.
But it just comes back to the type of filter. Are you really filtering out what you want to filter out?
Exactly.
This is a big question.
Exactly. So how do you feel we can raise more awareness about these particular issues? Because there isn't much known about this particular topic in our community. So sure. How can we raise awareness?
Well, a lot of filtration companies out there, they run their business based on profitizing rather than education.
Yep.
Really, education is the key. Understanding what is the cause of the problem, what sort of problem we have, and how to treat it. It's no good. Some people, it's about price. Oh, I want the cheapest filter. But really, everything comes at a price. The quality comes at a price. So are you compromising the quality
exactly.
to get a cheaper system? So,
yep.
And you don't really need to overspend to get a good quality filtration unit. So you can buy something within affordable range that is effective.
Exactly. That's very comforting to know, because a lot of people choose not to spend a lot of money simply because they just feel like it's not worth it. But when it comes to your health, this is something that you
Absolutely.
Need to prioritize, because
Absolutely.
Water is something that you consume most
it's
of the day.
It's a need. I mean, you know, if you have a problem with your water, how else are you going to fix it?
Exactly, exactly.
So, I mean, you know, maybe we can do without a microwave, or we can find alternatives to many things in our home. But water, you know, you need water. You either buy, you know, bulk of bottled water, or have a basic, like a simple filtration system, you know, available ready for you to use.
Exactly. Well, Brother Abdul Rahim, thank you so much for giving us some easy tips to help maintain the quality of our drinking water. It was an absolute pleasure having you in the studios of Tuam FM.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Aussie Aqua is proud to offer the AUF 2000 Dual Undersink Water Filtration System, normally $948, now for $399, with free standard installation in selected areas or free delivery. It's made up of alkaline ionized water, which neutralizes the pH level and adds healthy mineral elements, offering a host of health benefits, including strengthening your immunity. Order yours today to receive a bonus benchtop cooler absolutely free. Call 1-300-792-123 or order online via aussieaqua.com.au. Welcome back to Community Connect on 92.1 FM, the Muslim Community Radio. A big thank you to Mr. Abdulrahim Sayyadi, water treatment expert, for offering very important information about how to determine the safety of our drinking water. While our tap water in Australia is some of the cleanest and most sanitary water you'll find, accidents, mistakes, and lack of proper maintenance can still happen. Pipes can rust, contaminants may develop, and other issues could arise to affect the quality of our drinking water. And that is why we definitely should be more aware of the type of quality of water that we have at home. For many of us, safe and clean drinking water is something I guess we tend to take for granted, until a crisis like lead contamination makes us wonder what kind of chemicals could be lurking in our own taps. Today's episode, dear listeners, wasn't intended to shock and scare people about water quality. However, it really is important for us to be aware of possible risks, and it's vital for us to take steps to keep our family safe and healthy. So again, it's really vital, I guess, that we remain diligent in our efforts to maintain water safety. Water, we all can agree, is really important, and protecting our water supply is a big and important task. So again, I'd like to extend a special thanks to water treatment expert Mr. Abdulrahim Sayyadi for providing extensive awareness about household water quality. I'd like to take this opportunity to also thank you all for your company this afternoon. I'll be back to join you again for a new episode of Community Connect. But until that time, keep listening to your favourite station, the Muslim Community Radio.